What is going on, everybody? This is Raw Star, and of course, I'm joining my co-host CW.
Hey,
and you're currently listening to the Misfit Effect. Today, we have the distinct pleasure, honor, privilege of having a very amazing woman on today. She has been in many of movies. She's been nominated for many awards. It includes Urban X Best Female Website, the Art Porn Award Show, XBiz, Europea. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. She's been in Hustler, Taboo, Men's Only, Razzle, Fiesta. I mean, she's really doing a lot. And like, you know, right now she's doing a contest that you can, you know, send your junk in on her OnlyFans. Matter of fact, this will air on Monday, since today's today is currently Thursday. So if you listen to this right now, I mean, you have one full day to go over there, subscribe to her OnlyFans. That's very important. You gotta do that first. That's how you can even get inside.
Subscribe.
And then only submit one picture. It's like one per person. You know, and go ahead and just, you know, throw that in there, you know. And you know, you might win
find
because
best angle.
Yeah, like you know, find the best position. You know, get like little, like you get a 5-minute clip if you win. You know, a great 8x10. I mean, like you gotta make sure you go to her website too, because she really treats all of her fans and people who support her with, you know, the best, you know, the best love that anybody can get. You know, she's really inclusive of all her fans. You want to make sure that, you know, she's giving you what you enjoy, and, you know, you can communicate with her. She's really open. So, without any further ado, we have Miss England's own, Miss England's own, we have England's own, a very spectacular woman, Katrina Winters. How you doing today?
Good. I think this is like the nicest intro I've ever had. Thank you.
I try.
I'm like, oh man.
So for stuff I didn't say, can you tell the world out there who's currently listening who you are?
So you already covered that. I'm Katrina Winters. I am a British porn actress. I guess I've been in the industry like 7 years or so now, but I kind of took 3 years out to do a degree. So I kind of did a couple years, disappeared for a few years, and then I came back. It's been good. I love visiting America. Kind of my favorite place to shoot. Unfortunately, we're stuck in the UK right now because of COVID, but I should be in America right now. I'm really gutted. I should be in LA right now.
I really kind of want to visit the UK. Like, I've been like, you know, adjacent to it, like in places around it, but I've never been to the actual city. So, before CW comes to his questions, and I don't know if this is about one of his questions, but Your degree in so you took time off. You got a degree in nutrition and food science.
Yes. Right? Yes.
So which focus was like were you focusing on in that? Like, because I know like there's different types of, how can I say this? There's different type of focuses that you can get on with that. If you're just focusing on
it was a pretty broad degree. It was really, really broad. So for me, I got really geeky about sustainable food and farming, and I've done some kind of little jobs on the side and that weirdly like government kind of non-government organization sort of stuff. Fortunately, they've never recognized me. But sustainable food and farming was what I was really geeky about. But I actually did a work placement out in Philadelphia working for a biofuels company, kind of figuring out how they could use some of their like waste products in food, which was a bit weird, but I did really well with that. I got like a published paper and a painting and all sorts of stuff. So
that is That is really amazing. That sounds, yeah, because like I'm really interested. Like whenever I hear someone who has, you know, like, you know, does things outside the industry and it's like very profound. And that sounds very like profound, especially since you were published and stuff like that. And, you know, it makes people see that, hey, this woman is very intelligent. Don't just think that. Don't just think she's a dumb person. She has brains. She has brains behind everything that she does.
Brains.
She has that education. Back to back it up. Yeah. But I am going to let CW ask his questions. So go ahead.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I guess I could ask it if you didn't like, you know, just ask it.
Oh, I took one.
No, you didn't. I mean, you didn't totally ask my question. I you know, I saw that's what, and I was like, oh, sustainable farming. Like, so what do you think about, like, so, like, let's say, like, a city of, like, 100,000 people, and, like, let's say they're, like, in families of four, like, how much, like, farming would they have to do personally, like a small garden with like fruits and vegetables or different things to like, I don't know, maybe cut their like grocery bill by half, because it's like, seems like, you know, a lot of farms are just making a lot of corn, planting a lot of corn. So like, it's like, and it, you know, actually fruits and vegetables are getting kind of expensive. Like, so I wonder.
It's considered in a crazy, crazy company that subsidizes corn. So farmers like get money from your government for growing corn. So they're gonna like prioritize growing corn. And you guys grow so much corn that you're like, let's make sugar out of corn. Like, this is madness.
That's true.
I think it's like a slightly deeper kind of political problem with why your farms are kind of so corn orientated. And I don't think it's really necessarily practical. Like, I have no outdoor space. Like, I have some herbs growing in my windowsill. Mm-hmm. That's like all I can manage. So I don't know if that's necessarily a practical solution, but people can definitely be smarter with what they're buying and how they're using it and that kind of thing. And what I was always taught was that, like, ultimately we do have the power, and what we spend our money on is what people will have to provide. If you stop buying the shit, there's no demand for it. So they'll have to start providing the good stuff.
That's true. If it's not selling, they'll discontinue it.
Yeah, but it sells because people like it.
Yeah. It makes my brain feel good before it feels bad.
True. And I know for, like, from where me and CW are from, our entire, like, we have we had a beach, and it was not, like, their whole
smoke. Wait, we did?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, are you talking about? Oh, you're talking about, it's like amusement park, and next to a lake.
Yeah, it is. Like the whole slogan
Indiana
was
Indiana Beach.
It's more than corn in Indiana. So we're known for just having, like, you know, a lot of corn, and there are certain places where we're from, like, all you just see is corn.
Yeah, I mean, when I moved out here, they're like, oh, you're from Indiana, so like, did you grow up around, like, on a farm with, like, corn? And I was like, no, I did not. I grew up in a city. But, yes, I did know a guy that had a small cornfield down the street. But that was weird.
The problem, though, is most of it's really big fields, and it's not sustainable because it just takes all the nutrients out of the soil, and you get really bad soil erosion where you guys are. And, yeah, it's not cool. You shouldn't farm like that.
Well, I think it's more so, like, In the Midwest area where we are from, like, that's where basically, like, the majority of all our food grows, like that Idaho area, the Iowa area, and stuff like that. And so that's, yeah.
But I always think it's mad that, like, California, almonds are predominantly grown in California, and almonds need a lot of water, and there's not a huge amount of water in California. Like, to me, that doesn't make sense to grow them there. But that's what America grows there.
See, yeah. Well, what we do is we force our will upon it. We say, no, You don't want to grow here? No, you're going to grow here.
It's going to happen. Whatever we can. Yeah. It's going to happen.
This is. No,
it's going,
no,
it's going down.
We're going to get the almonds. We want the almond money. Yeah. Fuck the land, yeah. Fuck the water.
Yeah.
I know for myself, I'm starting slowly, starting to eat more healthy as far as nutrition stuff. And I think it's like decades too late. However, like, I noticed it the other day that I'm doing more and more, except if it's green, but I'm slowly doing more and more. And it's just like, you know, I'm just
eating green vegetables.
I don't know if it's just because I'm around people like my co-host, but like everybody's just making me eat more vegan food. And it's by accident, it's just because I'm around them. But like, literally, it's like basically all I eat now. And it's just like, yeah, it's healthier, but it's not for filling as other stuff.
Yeah, so I was vegan for 3 years. So I was like, yes, this is the most sustainable way of eating. I must eat like this to save the planet. And I was like, but yes, it's not fulfilling. Like you can kind of kid yourself for so long that vegan cheese is okay, but it's not cheese.
Oh,
like,
no.
It's not.
When as soon as it gets cold, or like if it's supposed to be on like nachos or something, it's like, throw it away. Just throw it away. Cashew cheese.
No, just no. So now I try to eat less meat. I try, when I do eat meat, to buy better quality. I stopped being vegan, but just small portions of good quality is what I'm going for now.
Because I know like my favorite food in general is chili, and I've been eating a lot of vegan chili recently.
Yeah, to be fair, that works.
Well, that's easy. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's easy.
Ground meat, it's okay with the ground, like, meat kind of thing. Like, you're trying to think something from a bone, there's nothing like pulling meat from a bone. Sorry. That sounds weird, but
I'm with you.
I really like chicken thighs, and
oh yeah, same.
See, the thing is like the only time I really eat chicken now, like more so recently, is either in nugget form or in if I get a rotisserie, then that's it. Mm-hmm. I've been slowly trying. Like, it's hard, but I personally at home do not fry anymore. I haven't fried at home and
fried chicken is my guilty pleasure.
I haven't fried at my home in like 2-3 years.
I've traveled to places for fried chicken. Like on there's a place down south LA called Louisiana Chicken. Then there's Mild Sauce, but I don't know if any of these places are gonna be open after this whole thing, because places are just shutting down. It's just closing up for good.
Yeah, so that's a good question to follow up on. What are you doing right now to, you know, keep sane over there during the pandemic?
Yeah, so I live on my own, and I managed to put my back out like a month into lockdown. Like, usually I go out running, like I was like going out and running 10K every day, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to come out of lockdown like super fit. And then I put my back out, so I haven't been able to do any exercise. So that was, like, not fun. But, yeah, I'm really lucky. Like, I can shoot quite a lot from home. Just, I don't know, like, jerk off instructions and all that kind of stuff, foot fetish. So, yeah, like, my OnlyFans has been keeping me mad busy, to be fair. And I stream on Twitch as well, so that's quite cool. Like, I'll just stream for a couple hours a day and my fans will come chat to me and I just get to game. So
I have a question since I am regularly on Twitch. What do you play?
Mm-hmm. Fallout 76 is all I play. I'm one of those people that once I start playing a game, I can only play that game until I finish it. Like, I can't just, like, hang out of other games.
No, because, like, I know, like, back when it was Justin TV, me and CW had a partnership on there. So they used to front page as a long time ago, until, you know, stuff happens and we lost.
Until Rockstar ruined it. Yeah.
Basically,
should have been a better moderator.
Someone sent us a picture and it popped up and it was an inappropriate picture.
That was the end. Could have been millionaires by now.
Because most of the guys that subscribe to my Twitch also subscribe to my OnlyFans, but they're like two completely different people. Like when they're on my OnlyFans, they'll be like, "Oh, I'm so horny right now." Then when they're on my Twitch, they're just like, "Oh, how was your day?" Like they're all really sweet. Like,
well, I mean, like the thing is, like I know I'm moderate. I still go on there and I still watch it like all the time, and I stream also, and I know. For a couple of people who are in adult entertainment, they get on there like, "Oh, so what about this? What about that? What about this? Whatever." And you're not really allowed to say certain things. And that's what some people do. And it's annoying because you have to, you know, block these people who are doing that, you know? And it's
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess you have very respectful fans.
You have great fans.
Yeah, I do. I mean, there's the odd person that kind of comes in that just tries to be weird, but I kind of get the feeling they'd be like that to any woman, regardless of, because they don't make it explicitly obvious who I am. Like my bio and stuff doesn't say anything, so unless they already know, it's not.
Let's say this is Thursday. So yesterday, just yesterday, they did a whole blackout thing for that. They like black, like everybody was like, "Don't go on Twitch." They want everybody to help stop the sexual harassment and stuff. Like female, more so females are getting on Twitch because of, you know, people who create names, like, you know, sexist names, or they get on there and they create like 15 profiles sexually harassing females and stuff like that.
So they're
trying to stop that even more, like what the streamers were. So
I do like a Q&A every Sunday, and the first thing that came up on Sunday was some guy who typed in some German and was like, "Say this," and I was like, "I'm not 12, like you appear to be." Like he was like wanting me to embarrass myself by saying something in German, and fortunately, I know German quite well, so I kind of got the gist. But he basically wanted me to say, "I'm a faggot." And I was just like, "How old are you? Like, just block, go away."
Like, that's what a lot of people do. Like,
you think people have better things to do with their time.
Precisely. But they didn't take it as like a personal attack. Like he would say that to any woman or potentially any guy whose room he went in. Like it's just his personality. Yeah.
There's a lot of trolls.
Yeah. And I've noticed I get a lot of bots as well in my chat that are like sexy MILF. And I'm like, yeah, that's not an actual real person. Just a bot trying to, assuming that I'm a teenage lad, but I'm not. So, yeah.
I mean, that's what.
But no, it kind of like the way you did the intro for this was sort of saying like there's more to me than just. Just sex work. That's why I like Twitch, because it's a platform that I can just be me, I can get my personality across. It's not just about me having sex. So yeah, I like it.
Oh yeah, you don't have to be on.
And it shows like you like to have fun, because especially like with different video, I don't play the one you play, but I have watched people play it. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it just shows you get to have fun like in your stream time, you're not performer time, whatever. And some people just ignore all of that. They just expect you, like, all you do is you wake up, you have sex on camera, and then you go home and go to sleep. And that's your life.
That's it. You don't even eat food.
That's it. That's all you do.
I'm tired. No, you're not tired. You're never tired.
You mean you're horny. You're so horny.
Are you?
I see these videos.
I seen what you did last night.
I seen them. This is recent. It was posted yesterday. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what other hobbies do you have?
So usually running, but I'm out of action. Yeah, it's really annoying. I've done like 4 marathons and stuff, which is mad.
Yeah.
I used to do triathlon, like long distance triathlon. I've done a few half Ironman, one half Ironman. God, I really exaggerated then. I've done one half Ironman. that was enough. That was totally enough. But yeah, I just kind of run now. That's about it.
How do you keep your feet from just like falling apart?
Yeah, I mean, good trainers or sneakers and good socks.
okay, good socks.
Yeah, you gotta invest in good stuff. Yeah,
I think because of like my injury I got a long time ago, that I really like I can't run anymore. So that's one thing that.
So why
I
your
really...
feet look like that?
You're like the guys on my Instagram that like show me your feet. Show me your feet.
No, he's making fun of my feet.
Oh no, I'm not saying to look at your feet. I was talking about why does his feet look like
he has real ugly feet.
Thank you.
No, he's making fun of my feet because my feet are really ugly.
He's got hobbit feet.
Why would you want to see them?
We were roommates at one time.
We were roommates.
And he's on my feet. And, like, they're really ugly.
Oof.
But, like, I'm also, like, I'm also a podophobic, so I'm scared of feet. So it's like...
I mean, yeah. If you've seen his feet, you would see why he's afraid of his feet.
Yeah, I'm like, that's like I always tell people, like, there's two things that I'm scared. Like,
It's
two main things that I'm scared of, and that's the dark, and that's feet. Feet petrify me. Like when you just did what you just did, I had to look away because it would have bothered me. Like, yeah, like that's a thing of
nightmare. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
No.
I've become comfortable now that I realize I like feet. I hate toe socks. I hate toe socks. But
oh,
I
no,
like
that's feet. Creepy.
Yeah, it looks like little fingers.
You get their shoes. There's even like shoes that have toes. They're creepy. Mm-mm.
And for me, it's not that like the actual foot. If it's in a sock, it doesn't bother me. It's like the actual, if I see toes, it's like, yeah.
See, yeah, I'm very specific. I'm like, inside of the foot with a sandal or a kid hanging off. That's I'm like, hey, hi. That's a nice foot there. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm a weirdo. The what?
I have a lot of foot fans. Guys like my feet, so yeah.
I was always joking, saying, you know, I get it. That is a fetish, whatever. But that's one thing that I never fully understood.
Yeah, but so. I think that's the same with like a lot of sexual preferences. I agree.
What's it like? Because yeah. Like I know there are certain things that I like that people don't like or find weird or you know whatever. So like I understand, I get it, but that's one that I would definitely you know not try
not
again.
Not the end. Not that. I mean, it just, so I don't want to get in it.
Come again, what'd you say?
I'm just curious, what would happen if you were like with a really hot girl and like all of a sudden she
I
kind of just came
it.
At you?
It literally sometimes has killed my entire dick mood.
Really? You'd be like, if she's like rubbed her foot across your leg, you'd be like, oh, get, I gotta go. You have to leave. You have to leave.
I mean, like, it. No,
I don't do feet.
I put it like this. Like, sorry, my phone went off. There's been, like, one time that I just said, we can't do nothing now. I was ready to go, too.
What did she do? Just, like, put her foot on your face or, like, on your lips just, or something? You're like
the thing is, like, I don't, like, if we're doing whatever, I don't mind, you know, her foot touching my foot, but I don't got to see it. But you put your foot on me, like, purposely, like you're trying to, like, hear downs, like...
Wait. She put her foot like on your back or something?
On my chest. So it's like I saw the whole foot just like go down. And it's just.
This is a visual. Like on your back would be okay because you can't see it.
I can't see it.
You're like.
But it was just, it was too close. To my it was just too close. To, it was too close to wow. Like, you know, my vital organs. And like my eye it was here. No, like when I say here, y'all, it was think of your left breast. Her foot was right there. And she just dug it down.
Was it a nice looking foot? Okay. So that's the thing about fit people.
That's what you guys asked though. Like no foot is nice to me.
Oh, I guess okay. I guess I see what you're saying. It all looks like hammer toe. Cause it's I feel like you gotta appreciate feet. Sometimes feet they're just fucked from just like you just were born with bad feet. But you gotta appreciate when someone takes care of their feet. It's like when people take care of their bodies. Like when you see a fit person, you're like, dang, that's a lot of dedication. When you see somebody and their heels look smooth, you're like, that's a lot. That takes a lot. Your feet look nice, okay. You care. You're not like, oh man, these coins are killing me. All right, that was my foot right.
No, but like for example, like CW knows where I was this previous weekend. This person had their shoe off the entire time I was there, and it just killed any mood that I would try to do anything.
Really? Cause she. So wait, you just don't like
feet kill it for me.
Are socks okay?
She didn't have socks on the entire time I was there.
Oh, so you're just like, I'm not.
If you put some socks on, you've been like, oh yeah.
And they were facing my way. We were sitting. I forgot what we were doing. We were watching something, and the feet was just my way the entire time, and it was like.
You can't watch the Tarantino movies, right?
Huh?
You can't watch a Tarantino film.
The thing is, it's like. I can purposely look away.
Yeah,
man. I can look away at movies. I can look at different parts. But the thing is, if a person's foot is like moving in front of me, it's not like I can just say it will move their feet, you know.
Pretend their feet aren't there.
Huh?
Just pretend.
That's hard sometimes.
Just like look up and like
I think it's like if I'm having sex with somebody, I can like, you know, not look at it, but if a person is just like there at a distance and they're, you know, purposely showing their feet, it's a different thing. If people don't understand, it's like,
why don't you just change it? Just be like, hey, I brought these, I don't know, these thigh high athletic socks for you to wear, and then boom, you don't have to look at the feet. You just got socks. But that's weird, man. When I can't wear socks. I got to take my socks on. Like when I watch adult movies and the guys have like socks on, anklets on, I'm like, your feet must be jacked. You must have jacked feet. Or maybe it's cold. Maybe the floor is cold. But okay, I do have another question. What is the difference from shooting in the UK? What are some of the big differences in the US?
So I'm probably not a big advocate for the UK industry. We're quite a small market and therefore the companies don't have a huge budget. And yeah, it's just a bit amateur. Like even the professional companies I still consider pretty amateur. Whereas in America, they pay you better. Generally, they treat you better. Everyone just sees it as more of a profession. You couldn't really be a full-time porn actress in the UK and just survive just on getting booked for shoots. Like there's just not enough work. It's just so yeah. I don't think it's a real profession really in the UK in my opinion.
I do hear that in some places in the UK that it's like not as and I don't mean to talk negative about them, but not as safe with some of the practices
they do. You mean like testing wise?
Yeah.
So we have, we test for the same things as in America, but yeah, we don't have the kind of online system that you guys have. So yeah, you go get tested and it's online and people can go and check. Whereas in the UK, you go get tested and they email your results and, or print out a physical certificate for you to then show who you're working with. And it would be so easy to like fake that or doctor it.
Well, they do that here also, but at least here it's physically online. And I know
a lot of people get caught doing that here.
Yeah, but you know, some people don't check. And with the entire TTS now not working with PASS, it's going to be very interesting going forward. So I'm sorry, CW. TTS is Talent Testing Services, and PASS is, you know, the network that, you know, most companies use.
So I didn't realize they weren't working together anymore. What happened there?
They just changed it, like, within the past month or whatever. And, like, I know they're charging an extra $30, $35 for COVID testing also. So I'm thinking it's, like, what, $190 now for a test? So, yeah, $190 for via TTS. And I know people were upset about that because, you know, sooner or later, we're not going to be in this pandemic, you know. And, you know, that's one, like, thing you're going to be tested for, you know, that you might not need, hopefully, when all of this is over, you know.
Yeah, well, I thought the FSC? Is that what it's called in America? You're kind of like the regulator, the guys that kind of give advice. They were sort of saying that there's no point testing for COVID because you could go get the test and then get on a bus and go catch it the second you just got tested anyway. So what's
yeah, that's what I know. For? I know, like, I was on the phone.
That's true, especially with everything being open.
I was on a video call with them when they had a mass meeting about everything. And I know that's one thing that they were discussing mainly because, like, you know, you can't... Like, you don't know what people do, I guess, like, in regular life. But the thing is, especially with that, you can't really test for that, you know? And until we find a cure for this, whatever, or help control it better, everybody's at risk in general. You're at risk going outside, like, talking to the mailman. So it's like...
Yeah.
And... That's in general. So I think that test is pointless, but I do feel that, you know, it's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely want to know.
But I know it's
very... You have some symptoms, but I know people that have gone to get a test like a few times. I'm like, why? And then I'm always thinking, what if you like, hey, somebody goes to get their test and then you both go to the grocery store and they actually do have it, and then, like you said, boom, you got it. And then your test comes back negative, and then, boom, you spread it to everybody. Your grandma's dead.
Yeah, well, that's why it's so different to everything else you test for, because unless you're being irresponsible and having unprotected sex, there's very little chance that you would pick something up after you just went and got tested. But it doesn't matter how responsible you're being with COVID, it would be still really easy for you to contract it even without trying. So
I'm gonna tell you what like I've been distracted a little bit because right before we got on the call, I seen them as winners went to the award show that myself and CW took pictures for, and I've been spending the last few minutes.
Oh, I was there too. Yeah.
So I've been trying to find a picture that one of us took. And the pictures are so small that I can't really see it. And
well, I went to the lingerie pajama party thing. I don't know if you were taking pictures there. I didn't go to the pool party. And then I went to the actual awards because I was nominated.
Yeah, so...
I got there really early.
I took pictures at the lingerie party. And CW took pictures at the award show because I was working the... I always worked the teleprompter. So I was working the teleprompter and I was running back and forth checking people in. So it was a time where I was in check-in. So if you was there early, you would have seen me check you in. So depending on when you got there, I probably like if you got there really early.
Probably.
I checked you in.
Probably. Oh, yeah. I think you wearing like a black suit.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I remember.
So I literally checked you in for the worst show, and he took your picture. So you definitely crossed us.
Hello again.
So I've been sitting here trying to find one really quick, but it's like the pictures are like really small, and my glasses are up here. Now I'm like wearing them, so. That's why I've been a little distracted. But back on subject to make sure we do touch on everything really quick. So what made you want to do this give me your worst WURST competition?
Yeah. So I guess I have a reputation for being a bit of a size queen, and as a result, a lot of my fans are into small penis humiliation. Like, it's like a weird, unexpected kind of, I love big dick, and therefore I'm attracted, like, tiny dick guys are attracted to me. It's a crazy, crazy world. But yeah, that's how it
She'll never
to
be
work.
Satisfied with me. Oh. I want her so...
Basically, and it's quite fun. I quite like the psychology of it. I enjoy it. So guys are always like, trying to impress you with their dick pics. So I thought it would just be quite funny to do a competition for the worst dick pic.
You know,
look at it. It looks like a pickle. A pickle.
Don't be generous with some of them.
You know, like, I remember, since I edit people's stuff sometimes, someone had like me edit like a penis humiliation video before, and like it was weird, but I get it,
right.
And right. Like I can understand why people like like that, like, and then I remember like Howard Stern used to do like want something like that. Like, as we would come in and talk about how, small they are. And it was just, like, really. I don't know if I could, like, personally, like, if I was, into that, like, whatever. I could watch a video of someone saying this and that about me. But I couldn't go, like, on a radio or on video, like, yes. This is the
What if you're into it? What if you're like, I want the world to know that I got the tiniest dick.
Well, I'm not tiny. I'm not tiny, so I gotta
pop it out. I gotta squeeze my balls, the base, to pop it out to pee.
All the tricks.
when I'm 55, it's just gonna be inside me. It's just gonna be inside.
That's
man. Yeah, no, it happens, man. I used to work in a hospital, and having to clean a kind of inverted penis is some people you're like, damn, you feel bad. I feel bad. I'd be like, damn, like you can't get a check for that or something. like that's a disability. Like, damn, like,
yeah, it really is. Like, bless them.
I just feel bad for the people.
Like, can you even can you even masturbate with that?
I need to get you to do some small situation videos with me.
Damn, like.
But it was like if they're married, like their poor wife. Like, I hope she's going elsewhere to get some actual dick because.
I mean, like, you just want it to be people who, like.
That's probably like, the fight all the time. What? It's because my dick's tiny. It's because my dick's tiny. Huh? You want somebody with a 5-6 inch honker?
Huh? I mean, some people.
You can't be satisfied. I lick it, Don.
I mean, like, there's some people who just.
It's a house. It's a big house.
Who are asexual, really, but they're married.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Because they're asexual, like, they don't really have sex. So, it's not a necessity for them.
Yeah, so kind of, I also get quite involved with the whole kind of cuckold scenarios as well. So that's kind of the same. You kind of have like a loving relationship with someone, you're potentially married to them, but the sex part of your relationship isn't with them. But you kind of have an intimacy without it.
I've met people into that. It's very interesting. You can be like, wow, these people, it's not some kind of weird, like, we secretly hate each other. It's like, they really love each other. They just, it's just, you know, me and Joe have been together since we were 15. And we're just into different things right now. But we love each other. That's my best friend. We did the first of everything together.
Well, I know a lot of people do swinging stuff like that. So they can, you know, or they put up stuff like, please come have sex with my wife, whatever, you know.
Yeah, weirdly, quite often when you see that, the wife doesn't actually seem that into it. And there's nothing worse than, like, a woman just having sex with a man because her husband wants to. It's just like...
Oh, ugh.
I would expect that some of them are, like, you know...
Yeah, you know, okay. I feel like I've run into... It's either... I've run into people where it's been... They're, you know, exactly as you described, like, the husband kind of is pushing this action, this weird action. Or it's like the husband feels like it's his fantasy, but it's like...
The reality, it's like, oh, maybe not.
Like, she did all the choosing. It's like she... Like, hit you with an inception, and you're like, yeah, I'll just sit over here.
Amen.
Yeah. I love
it's definitely quite a crazy world, but yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, hey, okay, well, hey, if y'all long as you were not hurting anybody, this is fun.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I mean, I get it, whatever, but it's just, I don't know. I don't judge people fetishes because I like weird stuff too.
Raw Star likes getting beat. Stop dancing around it.
I'm in like
you like wax and stuff.
I'm injured now. I can't really do a lot of stuff that I used to do anymore because of my neck injury. But I love wax. I love getting whipped. I loved clothespins.
Okay.
And like, you know, people, and some people just, when I tell them that, just like what? Or like a candle, like especially candle. Why you ain't the white? You can't just
the
use
the clothespin's a bit much for me.
You don't use a regular candle. You use a specialized.
I know.
Like a lower.
Yeah, and like when I say clothespins, they like. I mean, like it's not that like it's on your penis. It's like down your side on your nipple, whatever.
I know. I used to date a guy who'd like zipper of clothes pegs, like from like. I don't know what you guys call it in America. Is it the gooch? Like the bit gooch. Between the asshole and the ball.
Oh, the tank!
From there all the way.
The tank.
Through the, all the way up the park, all the way, and then just pull it off.
Oh, I've
never done that. I know, like, for me, like, I usually shave. So it's usually.
What? When you start shaving? This used to be all natural gold bond, man.
I'm gonna tell everybody.
Sit on my couch, and a dust of gold bond powder would pop up.
Okay, I'm gonna explain two things.
No draws.
One.
No shaving.
Two things. One.
All white powder.
I'm notoriously known because I do not like to wear underwear. And this is before I even did anything in adult. And this is since high school. I did not like wear underwear at all. So. And the only time I wore it is when I either knew I had to go to gym class or it had to be worn for whatever. And that's why, and I don't mind sharing that. That's why he knows that. Two, I used to not shave. And we got into a random discussion about this amongst roommates before. It came up.
Man, I shave my Jamila. I shave my balls too.
Okay.
What about you?
And the thing is, it's not right here, but
I don't shave.
I have baby powder. And the thing is, since I sweat a lot sometimes, I put it usually everywhere. So it's not, it doesn't, create a smell or doesn't sweat. And just particularly this day that I was over his house, I wasn't wearing undergarments, but I was wearing shorts. And so I had put a little bit too much baby powder on. And so when I popped out on his couch, they were like,
on my black futon.
Oh, I love it.
Man,
it just popped out you ever see how the road runner speeds up and runs away?
The
dust that come out. It came out just like that, like. Like my bad, bro. I did get up and whatever, but hey, at least you know I was trying to be fresh.
I'll give you that.
I've always said it's to me, it's just a little too much work.
What? To wear a extra piece of clothing?
Yep.
It's just too much? You just I can't find my way out of these smaller shorts.
Yes. Because back then, I used to be more sexually active than I am now.
Really? Really? You really couldn't take them down together? You just was like, you're like, maybe. Nah.
You have known me for at least 20 years. I am lazy. I am that lazy, Ms. Winters. I am lazy. I'm too lazy to take off two things at once.
It's cool. So, you're earning it.
Okay. I don't know how we got on this. But yeah, so and since I'm shaving now, whatever.
When did you decide to start doing that? Who told you, ugh, this is gross?
I started doing that when I was in
Casa. Someone was like, this is not
1970. When I was in Casa 215, I started.
Oh.
So.
Why?
We're not going to be talking about me shaving my junk on the podcast right now. it's hygienic.
Oh yeah, good.
And
glad you realize that.
Most of the time, I do.
And it makes it look bigger.
Most of the time, I don't do it for my pleasure.
Well, I mean, it's not all about you, Rockstar.
Exactly. I don't shave for myself.
Well, I'm sure a lot of. I don't think my girlfriend goes to wax for me. I mean, for her. I mean, because we haven't got any home wax kits during this quarantine. We've just been au naturel this whole time.
I do not want that.
I think porn is a big reason why everybody.
I mean, I guess it depends. You say you think porn is a big reason?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's just old school porn.
That's true.
Just images out there.
That's true. Because, porn, yeah. Porn has normalized a shaded vagina, even though that's not natural.
Yeah, but also I think men as well feel like they have to do more manscaping because of porn.
That's true. That's true. I'd be like, oh, this is too much hair. And I'm like, wow.
But I don't like people old because I find it kind of creepy, on men and women, to just have no pubic hair whatsoever.
For me, I like landing strip.
I'm about to do something. I don't want to leave any hair traces, any kind of DNA behind.
I like that thin layer of a landing strip, personally. And that's what, personally, I like, Mm-hmm. I do know the majority of females I've been with recently, whatever, they've all, been fully clipped off and everything, so.
Clipped off?
Fully, no hair. Bored.
Clipped.
Fully bored.
No, I know what you said. Clipped off. Damn,
man. I mean, that's what I've been like, fully bored. So, I mean, and you know, I get what I can get. So I'm not gonna say.
Yeah.
Can you
grow a tuft of hair?
Can you,
an inch above there?
No. Not
can
above.
Can you cut it a landing strip? Cut it like Captain Marvel's.
give me a flash emblem.
Wow, a lightning bolt. Ah, that was in a Sex in the City episode.
Merkins. You can get like pubic wigs, yeah, like little merkins that you can just.
Oh, yeah. You need my pussy weave?
You need a merkin and socks for your next date. Just like a gift.
There you go.
Exactly. You got too much to ask for.
Are you shaving down here? Here's your pussy toupee. And here's some socks.
But as long as the foot isn't like in my upper torso,
back to the foot.
It's not in my upper torso, and I don't have to look at it.
You're just walking around barefoot.
But the thing is, people don't understand. Like CW can add to this. I do not like wearing socks because I don't like stuff touching my feet, and like it's a whenever I'm at
you
this
need
table,
to wear socks, boy.
Whenever I'm at this table, whatever, like it's a bar behind my table that I put my foot on, my legs on, so like my feet don't touch the carpet. It's like, and he can tell you, like,
when you know what that makes me think of. That makes me think about Lost Boys when they're hanging upside down. That's what your feet probably look like.
Around that bar. See, like, you're after this when we did live together. Like it was like I had like a little coffee table I did my work on. And like back then, it had a little rod thing in the back of it, and I laid my feet on that so it wasn't touching the carpet. It's a big thing, and people joke about, like,
so
it's
weird.
It's real. Like, so you ever see me lean back like this? And I'm doing it right now. It's because my foot's not touching the carpet.
So you wish? I bet you wish you could like float, huh? I wish like your whole life was like a Spike Lee shot.
Yes. If I can just elevate that much off the ground and my feet don't have to touch the floor, I'd be happy. I'd be good. That's all I need.
Wow.
You wear shoes.
I mean, I do. I wear shoes. I think it's like when I was in Africa, I was walking around like except when we had to go to places when I was in the hotel and going to the pools and stuff. I was walking around like barefoot the entire time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you not to be playing music.
I'm not. My phone's dying. My phone's dying. Oh no.
So we usually record where he's at right now. So it's just the pandemic. We haven't been able to record there.
Right.
And it sucks because like,
all right.
Like all of
I
our.
Think I'm okay.
Like no. All of our podcast equipment is there, so it's kind of like
we record in a gym.
Yeah, see, he runs CC Fitness. That's why his handle is CC Fitness. So we usually record there. You know, we give our gifts. We give our guests a gift for being on.
She's gonna show. He's just gonna show it to you. This is for you.
So eventually,
delicious.
Eventually, we're gonna say that so everybody who's on could get.
I can see your light's really bad.
Yeah, your light's
So it won't be these, but we usually give gifts to all of our guests. And by the way, I just saw my baby powder. It's right there.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Like I'm dead serious. Like I used to keep. I knew it was in this area, but it's right there, and I put it on.
You know they have like creams now that dry like this.
I like baby powder.
Okay.
Because I don't have to, have to rub. I just can go.
Wait, didn't Johnson just get in trouble for baby powder?
I don't know. But yeah, so that's not okay. That's my proof. I knew it was like I knew I said it was over here, but like it's right there. And you know, do a little quick little over the under the armpits, and then once on the genitals, and then I'm good.
How old are you? You're like 85. I just gotta put a little of this baby powder on my wet spots, and I'm good to go.
Hey, I'm
let's
just.
Let's go to the casino.
I'm trying to stay dry.
You know, I got a little bit of a glandular problem.
Okay. Oh my God.
Man.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. He's like, focus.
Okay, I can't even get it out now. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. I was going to talk about the art awards. So this was it for this year you just got it, or is it coming up, or is it past? Because in my notes.
Yeah, just now. You can still vote for me now. The voting is still open.
Everybody, if you're listening to this right now, go vote for her for best solo, right? Best solo.
Yeah.
So best solo art porn membership. And so just go ahead, give her support. She, like, you know, you watch her. She deserves it.
Vote daily.
Get that.
Vote daily.
And matter of fact, and tell your friends to vote daily. And tell their friends to tell their friends to vote daily.
Yeah.
You know. And always your vote counts. You know, we need to push the limit because she deserves it.
Thank you.
She cares about you. Now it's time to care about her and go ahead and vote and make sure that, you know, when you're going on there to vote, you subscribe to her OnlyFans and to her website via her membership, because she does this for you. You know. And, you know, as
you
long
ran
as
you ran our high school president's campaign. They're here for you.
I forgot. I always forget I did that.
Help them help you.
I, like, in high school, like, his, like, I was, I'm a gear above him. So for his class, I ran his class president's campaign. He won too. He won.
Well, he wouldn't have been a class president then.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he was during other years.
No, he wasn't.
So.
Actually, cool, popular kids were before that.
I mean, I won and I wasn't cool.
Okay, yeah, that's true. You were kind of lame.
Anyway.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Ha ha ha. He had a cable access show. It was funny. And backyard wrestling. Even more hilarious. Anyway.
Oh, also, I want y'all to also make sure you check out her. I'm just doing little promos to make sure I get everything out there about yourself before you run out of time. Everybody out there, make sure you also go to her YouTube. She has various videos. She has a whole video up of where she's at answering, like, you know, all of her questions and everything. She has a hand-washing tutorial somewhere. I think it's on Pornhub.
Hand-washing?
They were doing, like, this weird little spoof, like, hand-washing competition, and I won it with my weird don't neglect your fingers entry.
I'm gonna have to.
and like, she just has various other. Cause I was looking at it earlier, just so I can get a different idea. She has a video about for those of you out there who are currently, and this is weird because I've been asked this question too, because people know who I hang around, about how to start an OnlyFans. So she has a video on there about that. She also has a video on there about self-isolation right now. So, you know, you're sitting back, you know, YouTube is free. That's the one. That's the one thing you should only. That's the one thing you can get for. You should get from her for free, is you know Twitch.
Just unless, the YouTube.
You know,
like, for
Twitch,
everything else.
Twitch, you know, you could subscribe, but
yeah,
YouTube as free, and there's a few videos on there you could watch and enjoy, and self isolations. Most of us are still doing it, you know. So you're not, but that's a different story, and everything else on there. So just make sure you go out there.
Freedom,
you
know. Raw Star. Freedom.
Yeah. Free dumb folks.
So, freedom over death.
So I just want to make sure you go out there and support everything that she does, because you can just tell from this conversation that we've had that she's a very interesting, very fun woman. And like all that she does, you know, from everything is for you, you know. And she shows that, you know. So please just go out and give her that, give her that love and that dedication that that she's known for. So, yeah. So I just want to make sure I got that all out there before we, you know, hit our
plateau. Yeah, you got it out there, man. You really got it out there.
No, because like the notes that I have, like I did go down, because I know she's also known for her IR stuff, but you know she's more than just, you know, having sex with IR people, you know, like between all that stuff. Like
it's
that.
A slightly hot topic at the moment as well. So
yeah, it's
a, it is. Yeah,
it's a very sensitive topic right now. Just from, and the thing is, I think I said it last week on a video that me and CW did. That, like, you know, I don't mind the term to sell the movies. I mind the term as it determining how much someone gets paid.
Oh yeah, for sure, I agree.
Yeah.
So that's my only dilemma with the word itself, you know. But I don't mind saying it, because even if you don't say it, it's still IR. You know.
I mean, and it sells. Some of those titles, I'm like, this is somebody's fantasy. And, okay, it's a fantasy. But, yeah, like you said, when it comes to pay, it should be equal.
Yeah. Equal pay. But, like, I don't mind the term itself. So that's why, because people say they want to get rid of the term. I'm like, the term should stay. Just the pay should be.
But what do you look? Because, like, if you get rid of the term, what term is going to replace it? And then when you're looking for it, how are you going to find it?
This was, so I got quite upset about it all, because like all I shoot is interracial, and then they're saying you're not allowed to use the word interracial anymore. I'm like, fuck, that's like my entire brand. Just like, so I was like, what do I do? So we're like, I spoke to like the black guys that I shoot with, and I was like, you know, what do you think? And they basically like, well, we're black men. Just tag us as black men. And then people still find what they're looking for.
But I feel that people will
still, I don't know if it'll catch on, but yeah.
The only thing is right now everybody's on edge about titles and everything right now. And like, you know, I get it. But, you know, I feel that some titles aren't bad per se. Like, I don't got a problem with IR, as I said. But I feel that the term should stay in the energy, because people like that. People like seeing, okay, a black man with a white woman, or an Asian person with a black person, or Asian person with a white person, because that's still considered interracial, you know.
It's interesting, as in the porn industry, because, like, you know, if you think of, like, okay, as a movie, there's movies that have all kinds of ranges of subject matter, portraying like its characters in various different ways. Is because of the nature of porn, is it less okay in certain circumstances? But I guess we have to recognize that traditionally a lot of movies haven't been showing a balanced view of people either. So I don't know. It's very
interesting. I think there's a lack of balance, and I think when black guys are kind of being presented in like a derogatory way, like they're always like the burglar that broke in and raped the wife or whatever, the white wife, like, you know, that's not okay. Like, you know, there should be more balance, and it, you know, there should just, yeah.
And no, I do know that came up at some point. So, and I agree, you know, we're not always, you know, the guy who breaks in the house and, you know, does whatever. And like, people always assume like we have that, oh, you're this black guy and you have, and like, stereotype wise, we're supposed to be, you know, so much bigger, but there are some small guys in the industry, whatever. And
oh yeah, I think my current contender for worst dick is a black guy. He's the smallest
I've ever seen. He's like, wait,
so you hear that? It's probably still a chance for y'all out there.
Oh man.
Oh, but we have hit our time, and it sucks because I enjoyed having this conversation with you. And y'all, she's currently in England right now. So, and you're in South England, right?
In what, sorry?
Are you in South or North?
Yeah, what time is it there? Thanks for...
It is 20 to 10 at night right now.
Thanks for meeting with us so late.
Yeah, this is okay. She gave us her time at this hour, and we are so grateful. We're really grateful for her for coming on. But please tell everybody who don't know who you are, where they can find your social media. You can promote your OnlyFans, your mini vids, your Twitch, your Google Plus, whatever you want to throw out there.
Yeah. So I try to keep it simple. It's generally Adrena_Winters for most things. So my Twitter is Adrena_Winters, but I think I am shadow banned. So you do need to just type in, hit enter and find me that way. My Instagram, I got deleted again 2 weeks ago. So annoyingly, I don't have that tag anymore. It's Adrena.Winters for Instagram. Please go follow me because I have no fans now. There's no one on there.
Yeah.
So Twitch is Adrena_Winters. OnlyFans is Adrena_Winters. It's all Adrena_Winters. I try and keep it simple.
Okay. I'm doing this right now.
Thank you.
Probably.
I got deleted for being sexually
There's a way. There's a way you can get your Twitch unshadow banned, but it's hard to do. It's harder to do than I thought it was for me to do it, because when I got shadow banned,
I started posting safer work stuff. I stopped retweeting without comments or retweet my own stuff, all the kind of stuff that I heard you're supposed to do. But
well, it's one main thing you can do, and I'll tell you when we get off. But it worked for me.
Okay.
But I don't post nudity itself, but I know there's other ways you can, and this is the main way that people, you don't get rid of it. But really quick, CW, tell everybody where to find you really quick.
All right. My personal Instagram is Christopher_Willie with an IE, not a Y, _J. Anything about fitness and training, or I'm doing this fasting thing now. So go to on Instagram, Sydney, CC Fitness LA, Facebook, CC Fitness, Twitter, also CC Fitness LA. I'm pretty sure. All right. I think that's it.
I'm mad.
Oh, and ccfitnessla.com, which was created by Rawstar here. Thank you, Rawstar.
Really quick, everybody, if you want to find us, BurbankMisfits.com is our site. That's the same thing for our Twitter, the BurbankMisfits on Instagram. For me, it's RAWSTARR on Twitter and on Instagram. Again, thank you so much for coming on and spending time with us. And we hope you really, everybody, this weekend is Independence Day. So I hope everybody have a fantastic Independence Day in the U.S. whatever. So be well, stay blessed, and have a great day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Are you a fist pumper? a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.